Hey everyone, Josh here. Quick question for you. Do you like coffee? Even more important question, do you like fresh coffee? Coffee that's roasted to order and doesn't taste like the bottom of your kitchen oven? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to head over to MaquanoCoffee.com and get yourself some of the best coffee there is to get. Whether you like the light roast or the dark roast, or you're feeling a little whimsical and you want to get that sample pack, Maquano Coffee Roasters has everything you need. And just when you thought this couldn't get any sweeter, make sure to use the promo code REFORMATORY to get 20% off all bagged coffee. Do yourself a favor and stop drinking bad coffee, because you know what? Life's too short for that. Head on over to MaquanoCoffee.com and use the promo code REFORMATORY to get 20% off all bagged coffee. You will not regret it. Thanks, and now on to the show.
What do you got for me?
What's wrong with you people?
I got nothing for you.
What's wrong with you?
Benediction right there. That was so good.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to the Reformatory, the podcast for the local church and by the local church. And we are your local churchmen. Almost messed it up. I was so close, but I came in clutch. My name is Josh, and I'm here with the captain, as always, Jack Barry. Jack, it's good to see you, my man.
This is the Reformatory? Question mark?
This is the Reformatory. Yeah.
Dang it. This is. Who's letting him speak off that prompter?
Yeah. Exactly.
Little Ron Burgundy deep cut free right there.
Despite what you may have heard, this is the Reformatory, and we are your local churchmen. Jack, it's good to be with you, my friend. Mm-hmm. It's been
It hasn't even been a minute. It's been like a weekend since we saw each other.
I know.
Or a couple days,
yeah,
maybe.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That glorious evening.
We'll talk about that on the podluck. We will talk about that on the podluck, because there are words to be said about that whole Anthony Joshua, Jake Paul fight. And then even the aftermath of it, too.
Yeah. I've definitely got thoughts, for sure. Oh. Definitely have thoughts. But Jack, it is a Christmas season. This episode is releasing on Christmas.
Oh yeah.
So
happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody. And I want to know who the real ones are that listen to the Reformatory Christmas.
That'll be
if you listen to the Reformatory on Christmas.
Yeah.
I want you to comment on like the social media. Like, let us know, like, you are part of an elite squad that is pulling up on Christmas Day. You know what we need is some Reformatory.
How many over-under comments are we going to get on that post?
I'm thinking three.
I'm going to keep it at the Trinity, dude. I'm going to keep it at three over-under.
Yeah.
That's about all we're going to get on that post.
I don't think that's going to show up on, what is it? Was it a Calci or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't think the sports books are gonna even hold that one. But yeah, if this is you listening to the Reformatory on Christmas Day, then let your voice be known. I want to know, and that's impressive. That's impressive. But Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope that the holiday season has been enjoyable, and that it's been relaxing and get to spend some time with family. This is releasing, so we're gonna try to go see my folks. We're gonna try to make it over the mountains, but the thing is, everything's closed because of the floods.
Yeah, you gotta go I-90, like, dude.
I gotta go down to 405 and hit I-90. Yep, that's gonna be a nightmare. Yeah, because we have the pass that goes out of Cedro. That closes every year just because it's not very maintained. But then we normally take Highway 2 when that's closed, go through Leavenworth and Wenatchee. That roadway's gone.
Oh, yeah.
The river
there's only, like
took the roadway
away. Yeah, there's it's only gone. like Isn't there one? Is there one lane of road, or is it completely just one?
No, it's gone. No, oh, it's wow. gone. Yeah, okay. you can't get.
Last
into
time Lakewood. I checked, there was one yeah. lane no. That it took, and maybe the erosion just took it all. So
yeah, you cannot get into Leavenworth. It is
sheesh.
It is yeah closed for a while. So we're gonna see what we can do. We're gonna see what we can do, but. Yeah, so this is going to be a pretty laid back episode. We're going to talk about some things that we've been enjoying recently, kind of an off topic for the Reformatory, more of a riff ep. Do you remember the riff eps we used to do?
Oh, dude.
I remember those riff eps.
Little rip. Not even yep. riff.
Yeah, rip, yeah, RIP. Yeah.
Rip a, exactly. rip an ep. Kind of like we are. You know, this may yeah. not be kid friendly, but like rip a cig. You know, yes. you're just ripping. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You're ripping
yeah.
eps at
a
that
long
point.
Draw. A long draw. Right. So, yeah. So, this is just going to be a fun, laid back ep. We're going to talk about some things that we're enjoying, some things we're looking forward to in the new year. But, Jack, as always, though, I'd be remiss if I did not bring some amazing videos to us for everyone's favorite segment. Don't forget to eat your Instagram Christmas edition.
Oh boy. And now's the time you've all been waiting for. The Reformatory Podcast presents Don't Forget to Eat Your Instagrams with your hosts, Josh Loftus and Jack Berry. And remember, kids, it's not heresy if you believe it hard enough.
This is Don't Forget to Eat Your Instagrams. And remember, kids, it's not heresy if you believe it hard enough. That is how it works. Jack, I have two videos for you today, my friend, both from Christmas services from different churches.
Oh,
and I know
gosh.
This because of the backgrounds of the stages. So both of these, strangely, are music involved.
Okay.
And both are happening during the Christmas season. So the first one I have for you, Jack, is this is what happens when a pastor thinks that he has a good impression of a very well-known singer from a band.
Oh no, dude.
And he's got to fit it in. He can't sing the actual song because that would be too much for church. But let's change the lyrics but keep the tune, Jack.
Oh my gosh.
Prepare your ears for the glory that awaits you. So yeah, this is what happens when you order wow. Brian Johnson off of Wish, and like this shows up. This
Christmas,
shows up.
Christmas
like,
Wish, Brian Johnson. It's not like, just wait, any I, kind of I, wish.
Yeah,
version.
He's going for it. He's
Dude,
going for it on that one.
He
Frosty,
is trying
to the tune of Thunderstruck by yeah. AC/DC. The only thing good about this video is the instrumentation. The guitar player's got it going on. He's hitting yeah. that riff real well.
Everything else is cringe.
The whole thing's horrible.
It's just, please don't do yeah. this. Like, if you're listening and this is the first time listening to Don't Forget to Eat Your Instagrams and you yeah. think this is a good idea, just stop. Get some help.
It's not. It's not a good idea. You should not do this, and you should have known better. See, this is what happens when, like, you need people in your life that tell you no.
They're not yes men. Yeah, it's like
no.
That's a
you know
that's
what?
A horrible idea.
You know what? That's a really bad idea. I can see how that played out better in the shower in your head, but for church, it's no. not going to fly. Okay, no. This next individual,
oh no,
definitely needed somebody to tell them no, because she thought,
oh no,
in the shower that morning,
oh no,
you know what my church needs is for me to do a really bad cover of a Kirk Franklin song.
Oh.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. They shall hunger no more, and neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up!
He shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Get ready for a revolution.
This is not church.
I love how the
I like
the caption.
Yeah, that
the caption is when you win the church karaoke Christmas battle, but accidentally look like a reindeer burning in hell.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, that's, for the that, audio listeners only.
That's not so
it's
a.
A massive screen, and it's just fire. It's just a fire.
That's
I think
not
it's supposed
own.
To be.
That's
no.
not an own. That's a a big fat L, dude. You
I think it's supposed
here's your
to
L,
be like.
Take it.
Yeah, like, I think it's supposed to be like the, like you know, atmospheric Christmas fireplace,
like, Yule, like does, the Yuletide log
it
thing.
Does look like
and it
does. Just,
it, dude, it's so bad.
Like,
it's
karaoke so, in no. hell.
First of all, okay. If this is a church service, that's the worst church service. That if it's just a Christmas party, okay, that's another different level. But still, terrible.
Well, and
I'm sorry.
Hate seeing a great song butchered like that. Like I'll get down with some Kirk Franklin.
Sure.
I don't mind Kirk Franklin.
Sure,
preach up. It's a yeah. It's not bad. But Jack, that is this week's
Whew.
Christmas edition of the Instagrams. Always coming in strong with the content.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for the New Year's edition coming up next week. That one's gonna be. I'm assuming there's gonna be some hot garbage prosperity gospel ones coming down the pike at that one. Oh man,
yeah. It's every time you think like okay. I've probably reached the end of the content.
No.
It just keeps giving. It just like it just the cringe keeps cringing.
Yep.
And it just keeps raining down on us in plentiful bounty. So, you know what? We're going to rock with it as long as we can. But Jack, my friend, it is the Christmas season. It's coming to the end of the year. It has been quite a year for the Reformatory. I don't know if people saw
our
Spotify Wrapped. But our podcast keeps growing, my friend. We have grown leaps and bounds.
What was that number that was just astronomically crazy? It was like 376% listener. It wasn't listener engagement. It was like listener like. I can't remember the percentage.
Yeah,
but it was nuts.
Yeah, it was. It was. So our total audience. Right. And again, this is just based on Spotify. Right. Yeah. So this isn't taking into account the other listening platforms. But just a little recap of the Reformatory this year, which has been really, really cool to see and such a blessing. Let me get to the right page here. OK, so our total audience went up 65%. 65% increase.
Yeah.
In our listenership. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Total new audience. So new people finding us this year was 999%.
Okay,
was
that was
huge.
The crazy number. Yeah.
Huge, man.
999%.
We have had more people discover the Reformatory this year in 2025 than any other year than we have been podcasting.
Yeah. I can think of a couple reasons why, but yeah, that's
I think the Pactum showing us love was a big one.
Yeah,
I think the
fact that other people are dropping out and we're not it's not so
well,
much like
hold
we're
on
in a
don't
vacuum.
Say that don't say it like that you're saying
that
We're the only ones we left.
Are, you are Highlander.
Jack Sands.
There can only Jack be Sands, one, well, baby.
Hey, of course you're the best when you're the only one in town.
Got him.
The only reason people are finding us is because all their favorites stopped making podcasts. Hey. That's rough, man. Hey, you know what? One man's trash is another man's treasure, okay? And we'll take all the treasure. So, hey,
like I said, you know, like I said, it's Highlander style. There can only be one.
There can only be one. Yeah.
Duke it out until there's only one. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Total listening time went up 79%, which is huge. That's really, really cool. Top countries, obviously the States, USA. Right. But then after that, we're trending in the UK. We're trending in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
And then Canada and Australia. Those are the top five countries.
So basically, all of Britain's former conquests are like, we're in the.
Yes.
We're living in their minds rent free now. Okay.
We are. Gotcha. We are.
Okay.
We were a 2025 marathon show, meaning people listening from beginning to end without stopping. 2025 talked about show. A lot of people sharing the podcast in 2025, which is really, really cool. It's just really, really neat. Okay, so this made me laugh. The top shows that other listeners of the Reformatory frequent.
Oh boy.
Okay. Are you ready for some of these?
Okay.
So the first
I think I saw this.
I
remember this, yeah.
So apparently we're popular with the bros because
That's surprising.
Number one is Joe Rogan. Okay, and again, this is just on Spotify, right? So our Apple
associated podcast.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different.
It is different, but at least on Spotify, the Joe Rogan Experience was first. Okay, so a lot of people listened to the Joe Rogan Experience and then hopping over to the Reformatory.
Thanks, WSF, for that connection. Yeah. I guess
or the other way around. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're listening to the Reformatory and they're like, "All right, time for some Rogan." Second one, again, a lot of drama surrounding this recently, but you know, perhaps maybe one of the reasons why our listenership went up. Theocast, no longer. Well, I guess it is still going. It's still going. Off it now, it's just, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a interesting situation there. Coming in strong on the third, the Pactum. Gotta love the Pactum. I mean, gotta give the Pactum some love, my friend.
Yeah.
Love those guys over there. I know we've had listeners find the Reformatory because of the Pactum, and that's super cool. We really, really appreciate that. Number four. Number four, we got the Ben Shapiro Show.
Dear Lord.
So they're listening to the Ben Shapiro Show. And then when they get tired of the Ben Shapiro, they're hopping over to the Reformatory because the Reformatory is amazing. Right? So that's what's happening. And then number five, Al Mohler locking it down, which I don't get that either. And Al Mohler.
Yeah.
Again, nothing against Al Mohler. It's just that one surprised me. That one surprised me. I don't think you could have two podcasts more different than the Briefing.
True.
And the Reformatory. But all that to say, huge year for the Reformatory. We did some numbers, and that is all thanks to you listeners, sharing the podcast, sharing episodes. I've heard from multiple listeners how they will they'll be encouraged by an app or something like that, and they'll send it to their elders, they'll send it to their pastors, so that they can be encouraged as well. Like that's huge. That to me is the most encouraging when I hear that, because that is the purpose of the Reformatory. It's to encourage people in their love and commitment to the local church. And when I hear that that's working, that an episode did that, you know, the amount of people that we hear, you know, talk to us or send us messages or comments saying like, hey, like I, you know, the Lord used this podcast to show me that like my commitment to the local church was not where it needed to be. Right. Or my love for the local church was not as great as it should be. Right.
Yeah.
Or to confirm and increase the calling that people have in their local churches. Mm. Dude, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And yeah, huge year for the Reformatory this year. And yeah, can't say thank you enough.
Did Apple give us anything like a version of Wrapped?
Apple doesn't do like a Wrapped thing for podcasters. I know. You'd think that they would, right? You'd think that that would be something that they'd want to start rolling out. I mean, they do a Wrapped for Apple listeners in terms of like what music and things like, you know, you listen to, but not so much for people that are in the podcasting like game. So that's interesting. Yeah. But you know, that's fine. It is what it is. But yeah, great year for the Reformatory. Super excited for what's coming up next. But Jack, we're going to talk about some Christmassy things. We're going to talk about some things that we're enjoying. We're going to look back on this year and kind of see some things that we have really enjoyed about the year, whether it's conceptual things or tangible things. I will throw the first one out there. I got to do a little shout out again to our friends over at Broken Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
Bookstore.
Oh, did you get it? Okay. Did you get your stuff?
I did. I finally got my stuff. Broken Wharf put out a beautiful leather bound.
Is that burgundy?
Copy. I got the burgundy because I knew that was going to look good. But it's a leather bound edition of the Baptist Confession of Faith and the Baptist Catechisms.
Oh, yeah.
And you open that sucker up, and the first thing that you see is a beautiful, look at that.
Very nice.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. I'm showing those that are on the, for those that are listening, I'm showing it on the camera.
She's showing pictures of the book,
showing
people.
Pictures of it. Let's check this out here. Look at that. Look at the table of contents. That's what we got.
Mm.
I love the design of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you chapter one so you can kind of see the typeface and what we're looking at here. I really, really like this, and I think it looks awesome. So that's the typeface.
Yeah, that looks
beautiful,
clean.
Isn't it? That doesn't look clean, man?
That kind of looks like the typeface that the CSB uses.
Yep.
I don't know. If anybody from Broken Wharf is listening to this, did you use the typeface from the CSB Standard Bible?
I mean,
it looks eerily similar, but I don't know if it's quite on point like that. At least in my my church father's CSB edition,
right?
It looks like that, but
right. But here, let's check this out. Look at those headings. Aren't those nice?
Very nice.
Aren't those nice, man? And it goes through the whole confession. Obviously, and then in the back, they've got the Baptist Catechism, and it's just a great condensed, beautifully designed, and those guys in Britain are nailing it, man. Like they're doing some good work. They're doing some good work. So that's something that I've been really, really enjoying recently. Is just this little guy. It's compact, so you can fit in a book bag. Super easy. Mm-hmm. You can just keep that in there and pull that out. Like this is gonna probably replace the Pocket 1689 that I have because this also has the catechism in the back too.
Yeah.
So this will go in my church bag as my daily carry, if you will, my daily confessional carry. I'm really, really.
Yeah, this is still mine right here that I'm working with.
Yep.
So
yep. So that's the one. And that's a great copy. That's the one that I've got. And I love that one. That's probably going to make its way to the bookshelf for home use. And the only reason I'm going to go with this one in the bag is because it's
nice.
It's hard copy. Yeah, it's hard copied. Right?
Yeah, that's a little bit flimsy.
Something that I hate about the vast majority of book bags that I've used is that when I put a, like, it just happened to my preaching Bible this Sunday. I was at church. I wasn't preaching, but I brought my book bag in, pulled my Bible out, and I saw the crink in the pages of the Bible.
I hate
that so much, right? And it's not a, you know, it's not a hard shell Bible, right?
Yeah,
it's soft and really it's a nice Bible. One of my elders got it for me as a gift, and I love it. But the pages got crimpled, and I hate that. So
I'm
going to switch to this simply, one, I love the design, but two, because it's hardcover and you're not going to get the crinkly pages. It's not going to bend and warp while it's in your book bag. And I find that very, very valuable. So how about you? What's something you've been enjoying this year? I've got more, but I'm going to, I'll throw it to you.
Can I be so bold to say freedom?
Knowing dude, that. Oh, dude, yeah, not being in jail, right?
Yeah.
It's, isn't it funny how that changes your perspective? Huh?
Yeah. Can I say not being held up by the man? Yeah. That's, I mean, it always kind of changes. I feel like it changes month to month ever since my run-in with the justice system. And I mean, thankfully, like the attorney general's office in Washington State was able to give me like an hour consultation with another lawyer for free. And that kind of gave me some ideas where I can take to another lawyer from some folks that we know at Sacred Smoke who recommended some lawyers that I can take that to them and see if that's something worth we can pursue. Just the situations, knowing what I know now. And that, I'm very thankful that, and it's a reminder too. I mean, sometimes I drive. So the jail in which I was at is literally about maybe like 10 or less minutes away from my house. Mm-hmm. And it's on kind of like a main thoroughway in Tacoma. It's like right in the center of the town, almost, of our city.
Sure. Sure.
So when I go by there, it's just this Ebenezer that sticks out. That's always a reminder. This probably has to be saved for maybe like another episode or something like that. But I saw a guy who was I can sympathize with him. So he had a way worse case. He was accused of raping. Sorry to say this. He was accused of raping a girl down in Texas. He did not commit that crime at all. And he spent six to 9 years in jail or in prison. So he was convicted. Then they said, no, this other guy who looked very similar to him, who was on the same football team in high school as him. I think he was the culprit. And so new evidence came forward and then he got released. And it seemed like from his testimony, it was just like a short Instagram reel. But I think the problem with that and why I say what I'm saying right now is because he said, you know, I'm thankful that I met God in prison. And this is just like what I dreamed about. And after it goes through this reel of him kind of like getting convicted, pictures of him getting convicted, being in prison, then getting released, it shows him. And he quotes Jeremiah 29:11. And then he talks about it's looking at clearly his wife, because I know it from a story that I read about him. And I think it's his daughter. But I'm just like, you know, that's the prosperity gospel version, I think, of what God wants for Christians when they experience something like being imprisoned or detained. Because what God wants us to learn is how we can suffer and how we can know Jesus through our suffering. Not that somehow our dreams got accomplished through him.
Right.
But it's how have we known him better through that suffering?
Yeah.
How have we known him better through that trial versus I just want to get out of it and God's going to bless me and get me out of it. Now, I don't deny that God has a plan for people.
Sure.
But don't use a scripture like that where we know the contextual language of what Jeremiah was saying to the people of Israel and use it as a way to almost frame it like, God freed you. Like he gave clarity and wisdom to people to finally free you out of prison, which was egregious. But I feel like people completely miss the point when it comes to their trials with the justice system.
Sure.
And they completely look at it as if to say, well, this was just God. This was the typical thing. that was the devil getting in and getting in the way of my purpose, right?
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily that's the truth. There's a component to that that, yes, that could be spiritual warfare. But I think during that trial, what are you doing? I mean, for him, obviously, he came to Christ through that time. So praise God.
Sure, but absolutely.
But I think the way in which we frame things that happen in our lives are not so much on the level of, okay, you've gone through this really hard trial. How have you met God in that? How has God revealed himself to you more deeper, in a deeper way through the scriptures? I know for me, through that time, and I testified to this at our Christmas party a couple Fridays ago, where I just said, like, it's bizarre. It is like a bad episode of The Office that you're experiencing.
Yeah.
And so part of it is you're kind of laughing at it. You're kind of like having that vet humor of like laughing at the situation. But the other part of it is like, okay, Jesus, now I can kind of somewhat understand what kind of ridiculousness you were going through when you were being illegally sent through a justice system that had no regard for you at all.
Sure.
Like was strictly bent on killing you.
Yeah.
For the fact of who you are, and you're the Son of God, you're our Lord, you're our King. So yeah, I mean, that's something that I'm thankful for. As crazy as it may sound, I think that time really helped me understand and sympathize with Jesus and kind of suffer with him on a deeper level than I've had at any other time in my life. And yeah, I think it's crazy to say sometimes that you're thankful for it. You're not thankful like, okay, I'm thankful like this this happened to me. No, I'm thankful that God met me in that and that he didn't leave me alone out of that. Mm. So
yeah,
I think that's the thing that I'm thankful. It's just really honestly, it's like God's presence in really tough times. I mean, even too, like what I've had to go through in this year of being laid off and trying to find work, like God's like that stuff is that stuff. If I'm not thankful for God, just like meeting me constantly in the little things of the day, or just helping me in just little things, not just for provision and stuff like that, but just helping me to understand things bigger than just the, he's providing for me in these other different aspects. I think at least for me, you miss out on a lot of things, but I'm really thankful for, to be quite honest, all of you who are praying for my time while I was going through this. I think there was I know Josh and other people that we mentioned. I don't know if we mentioned it on the one of the podlucks when we were still kind of like, it was still kind of up in limbo or not, but if you've prayed for any of the situation that I've gone through this last year with the justice system, like I appreciate you all. And it's kind of interesting to deal with that and to then kind of minister and to have this new way of ministering to other people where they look at you and they don't think that you've suffered anything hard in your life. I'm like, oh yeah, I went to jail this summer. And they're like, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, that happened. And it happens to people. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily thankful for that, but what I am grateful for is that the Lord was with me through that whole time. He was making me laugh at the most ridiculous things, like these little times where it's like, oh, it's like just in the in processing of the jail, it was almost like he kind of gave me a little bit of levity when I was telling this to like the deputies.
Sure.
And they're like, what?
Sure.
What's happening? Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is happening. And they're like, how? Like, I'm not seeing this on this screen right now that you are the person that we're trying to get. And I'm like, oh, I know. Right. Like, you can figure it out. So,
yeah,
that was quite the interesting, thankful, grateful time for me.
But, yeah. It's been quite the year. I mean, obviously for the podcast, but personally, right? That's the those were not foreseen events that that we walked through. But you know, the Lord was faithful to bring us through it. So that's good and exciting. That part we're thankful for. Circumstances were rough. Yeah. it was that was not easy.
I will say on like a more lighter note, I think what I'm enjoying most about this season too is to see my son kind of last year, my son was just barely walking and he was kind of still grabbing at stuff. Now he's starting to comprehend like Christmas stories and he's starting to comprehend Advent and he's starting to comprehend a little bit of this kind of Advent season going into Christmas tide, so to say. So yeah, that's the fun thing about being a parent and being a dad and being a husband is, you know, you get to go through, you know, these little times where it's very, you know, to use a lesser word, magical time of the season. And you get to kind of like walk your kids, at least walk my son through that and, you know, parent through that as well, too. And so that's a little bit of a fun time that we're kind of dealing with. I mean, I think this is the first year he's seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Just the... I'm now realizing like that show was so like not like you had a guy who was a Yukon Cornelius character. If y'all remember, that dude was open carrying, like had a pistol on his belt. I mean, dude,
as you do, so right? Crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
Like like that's so crazy to me. Like just like looking at that, like watching that show again and watching these different Christmas shows. Yeah. It's just like, oh wow, they were completely unhinged. Like they did not give a crap about what they were doing.
It was normal back then, right? Like that's, I mean, heck, I wish it was that way today. Yeah. Yeah. No, all those old claymation ones are awesome. My favorite was always Santa Claus is Coming to Town because he had the heat miser and freeze miser songs. Those went hard, man. Yeah. Those were great.
Oh man.
Speaking of music, a couple albums that I've really enjoyed this year didn't come out this year. Well, one of them might have. So I'm not a frequent listener of the band Demon Hunter, but they came out with an album this year called There Was a Light Here that in my opinion is a diversion from their normal sound.
Yeah.
And I really dig the album. I think it's a fantastic album. The title track will rip your heart out. Great song. One of my favorite track on there is I'm Done by Demon Hunter. Their most recent album. Love it. Really, really great sound. Love the chunky guitars. It's a departure from their normal sound, in my opinion, which is maybe why I like it. Second album would be a band called War of Ages and their album called Dominion. If you're into some of the heavier stuff, definitely heavier than Demon Hunter. War of Ages is a great album, great band, and it's particularly the album Dominion. I really, really enjoyed this year. They've got another album. I think it was Void. I think it was Void that came out in 2019. That's a good one too. But Dominion was definitely a rotation this year. Mixed it in with all the power metal and stuff like that. Jack, any TV shows or movies that you've been getting into this year?
Oh man. The new episodes of Stranger Things I've definitely watched.
To go
a little bit more nerdy, I have watched the American Revolution by Ken Burns.
How was that?
Solid. That's a solid piece, to be quite honest.
Okay.
He gets really into it. Yeah. I can honestly say like he does not put any, he takes like the very historical part of it. Like he is very much like looking at everything when he's looking through the lens of like the American Revolution. So that show I watched, that documentary I watched, gosh, I've been watching a lot of documentaries on bands.
Oh,
so I watched the Beatles anthology. And I know like everybody like hates the Beatles, but to me, it's not so much about the music.
I don't know. I feel like it's just me.
Like, to me, it's not. Well, that, yeah. even some of my pastors were beefing about it this Lord's Day service, where they're like, because one of my pastors was like, the greatest band is rock band is U2. And then, but they were both Canadian. So I feel like it doesn't even matter at this point.
And then
the other one is like, did you forget the Beatles? And I'm like, I wouldn't even. Accordingly, here's what I would say, people. Accordingly, technically, by the numbers, the most profitable band and popular band in the 20th century was the group The Eagles.
Eagles is a good band.
So anyway, I'll rock with that. I will throw my own personal opinion and say Led Zeppelin, because
another fantastic, legendary band. Yeah,
Led's like you got to get the lead out. But
yeah,
so I've been watching the Beatles anthology thing on Disney Plus, and then I rewatched the History of the Eagles documentary where it goes through the band and everything. It's just really, those are really enjoyable. Like to see, that was interesting too, because like their manager, the Eagles' manager, talked about how it was so cool to see the creative process happening right in front of them. Like to them to throw out a guitar lick and them to build a song around it or some lyric or something like that. I don't know. Those kind of things are always interesting. I think the beat, like to kind of answer Josh's really big beef about why the Beatles are so popular. So from that documentary, this is what I got out of it. Like the Beatles were like the first rock band out of like rock and roll band out of the UK that did American. They were basically riffing on American songs.
Well, yeah, they got on Ken Sullivan and they did numbers. Like I've never argued that they didn't do numbers.
Sure.
I've always argued that the only reason that they're as big and popular as they were is because they were the first to do it.
Yeah.
Not because they're talented or their music is objectively good. That's my argument.
And it seems like they didn't even think that they were necessarily like, they didn't even think of themselves as that good either. Like from the interviews, like we just wanted to be a small little, you know, band out there, but everybody blew us up. And
well, yeah. And then that changed drastically when Lennon started comparing himself to Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they went through like half an episode talking about that and what he really meant by that and stuff along those lines. So that was interesting to see, but it's pretty interesting. I love documentaries. So like, I feel like this year I really wanted to watch the American Revolution documentary and it did not let me down. Paul Giamatti, who played John Adams on HBO, he plays John Adams. He voices the voice of John Adams in the documentary.
Great, dude.
Josh Brolin plays George Washington. Ooh, fantastic voiceover work right there. And there's it just goes on and on with different voices that different actors play for different characters. But yeah, I think that's a really good, at least that it shows like how revolutionary America's, like the United States, was at the time, and it impacted so many other places in the world of what we were doing. And interesting stuff. But yeah, that's kind of I've really liked and enjoyed stuff musically. So one of my favorite bands, King's Kaleidoscope, put out they're kind of hymns, more hymns focused records.
Yep.
Asaph's Arrows Part 2. So they did an Asaph's Arrow 1. Now they did an Asaph's Arrow Part 2.
Cool.
So really enjoyed their stuff lately. Who else musically? Man, I just like, honestly, I'll throw up. So we did this actually. I might have to ask my pastors about this. One of my pastors made playlists for the Ecclesiastes series.
Oh, that's cool.
So he took like Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
Yes.
And then he would take Time by Pink Floyd.
yeah,
and put it on there. And then he would take another song. And so I've been kind of riffing off of like the Ecclesiastes playlist,
dude, yeah,
where I
man.
Just like riff off of some classic Pink Floyd stuff. Yeah,
it was a year of classic 80s for me too. I don't know if it's just because like with Ozzy passing or what, but like I went hard in the paint in the 80s this year. It's been a lot of 80s, which I'm not mad about. But there's so much more. I've been enjoying golfing. Been getting more into golfing. That's been awesome. Been putting out some new music. Oh yeah, here I can say this. If you are listening to this episode on Christmas, you should be able to head on over to Apple and Spotify and find my new Christmas song. You can pull that up and listen to it, and hopefully you will be blessed. So, just saying that. Hopefully it's up on there by then. If it's not, then my distribution. It's going to get a backhand, but it's all right. It's all good. But Jack, man, there's so much more we could talk about, but we should probably go record some for the patrons and then and get to our days. So
gotta have some pod luck.
Yeah, we got to save some. Yeah. I'm going to talk about some horror films that I've been getting into year, because this also has been the year of really taking a deep dive in that. And that's
oh,
been
dude,
fun.
The It series. It's been fun. I've been recapping.
Oh,
the
yes.
Series.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
that's
there's
deep cuts right there.
There's definitely more to talk about there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hope everyone's having a Merry Christmas. Hope it's a great day. Hope the season is joyful. And thank you for listening to The Reformatory. But Jack, why don't you get us out of here, man?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you appreciate what Josh and I have done over the past years, gosh, what is it? 6 years now we've been doing this?
Yeah, going on six now.
Okay.
Yep.
I know the Reformatory's been around at least a year or two more.
Yep.
When I came about on the scene. But yeah, if you appreciate what we do here in making the local church central to the believer's life, you can follow us on the sociables, if you will, the metaverse, the Facebook, if you will, the Zuck site.
That's right.
The Instagram. Not only goes well with heresy, maybe a little chocolate and marshmallow as well, too.
Yeah.
And then also the sociable formerly known as Twitter X. You can find us there. And you can find us all on those sociable platforms at the tag at Reformatory Pod. And Josh, you could tell the lovely people how they might support us further in our endeavors.
That's right. There's multiple ways you can do that. If you're on YouTube, make sure to hit that like, subscribe button. We appreciate that. You can always rate this podcast and review it on Apple and Spotify. And Jack, I just got word. I just checked. As of right now, per Apple Music, my new single is up on Apple Music right now. It is live, my friend. Nice. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this episode with that, with my new single. I'm just going to give, I'm in a Christmas spirit. I'm just going to give it for free.
Happy Christmas. Yes,
I'm gonna, happy it's a happy Christmas, Christmas to you all. All right. But we do have a Patreon, and for $5 a month, that's all it is, less than a Starbucks drink a month. You could head on over there. You get bonus episodes. You get exclusive Reformatory chat. You get this episode early. A lot of goodies happening over on the Patreon, but you got to be a member to find out. For $5 a month, if you choose to do so, our pledge to you is that your name shall be hallowed.
Hallowed, sir. Hallowed.
Hallowed through the halls of the podcast. That is exactly what we like to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you have a very Merry Christmas. I hope that you enjoy my new single that I'm going to play for you. It's probably playing right now, but listen to it. Enjoy it. It's a cover that I did of one of my favorite Christmas songs. And we thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you on the next step of the Reformatory. Happy Christmas to you all.
Happy Christmas.
An angel, no crib for our bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep. The cattle are lowing. look down from the sky and stay.